Okay, we're starting now a new Masechet Kinim. It's on Daf Kaf Bet, Amud Aleph, in the volume of Masechet Mida. So basically, Kinim, we're going to have now, we're going to have a few Dapim of Kinim. Then we're going to go into Tamid, and then a few Dapim of Tamid. And then, basically, after we finish Tamid, we'll have finished the, we'll go to Midot. And then after Midot, we finish the whole Masechet. So the Dapim carry on. But it is a new Masechet, and there's a Siyum at the end of Masechet Me'ilah. So we're starting a new Masechet, that Masechet Kinin. It's only Mishnayot. The interesting Masechet, there are a lot of Rishonim that have written on this, the Balei Tosfot, which have written on it, which means, seems to imply that this Masechet was learned in Yeshivas. We don't have a Rashi. What we're going to call Rashi is a Peirush, a Mefaresh, which seems to be a Talmud of the Balei Tosfot. You'll see even quotes Rashi in the Peirush, so there was a Rashi, which we don't seem to have, but there obviously was a Rashi on this Peirush. And then Mishnayot, the reason I wanted to record is because it's important, Masechet, very, very small, but it's Mishnayot of things which we've learned so much about throughout Masechet Zvachim. We've learned about the Chatata Of being done beneath the Chuta Sikra, and the Chatata Ola being above the, and the Ola, sorry, the bird Ola being above the Chuta Sikra, opposite to the animals. We've spoken about when there's a Ken comes with the Chatat and the Ola. So many things we've learned. Now we're finally seeing it in the Mishnayot. Just a very short introduction. Kinim is a plural for birds. So ken is a nest. Ken is basically means two birds. Whenever you come to the Beit HaMikdash and you bring birds, so birds can be brought either as a korban chova or a korban neder. You could do a neder or a nedava. We know the difference, right? A neder is that you're responsible if they die, and a nedava is you aren't. If they get lost, they die. You make a neder on the specific animals. So you can bring a korban of a bird as a neder or a nedava, but you also bring it as a chova. Now, in some cases, and we'll see this in the Mefaris, I don't want to spend too much time now, but in some cases, it's a default korban, like in the Zava or the Metzora. They have to bring birds, but then there's also times when you can bring a bird offering if you're poor. So you can bring animals, might be the ideal. If you can't afford animals, you bring bird offerings. So then a korban chova, which you normally bring a chatat, if you bring it as a bird offering, you bring two birds, a chatat and an ola. If you bring it as a nedava, you can actually bring one bird. It's called a preda. So two predot make up a ken. And a ken in plural is kinim. Like the last example, like chetz in Hebrew is an arrow. Chitzim are the plural for arrow. So ken and kinim. It's not lice. People get confused that it's lice. We don't know about lice, we talk about nests. The Mishnah are already going to speak about all configurations of birds getting mixed up. Now bear in mind that every time you bring a ken, it's a chatat and an ola. One bird has to be a chatat, one bird has to be an ola. We saw already before in Masechet Kritot, I think, that, or maybe even in Me'ilah, that there are two ways that you can decide. Either the people who buy the birds can decide at the outset, this bird is a chatat, this is an ola, and they tell the kohen which it is, or the kohen, through the maaseh, can decide. Okay, so now, if the people have decided in advance, the owners, what the bird is, it's called a ken mefurash. It's a clearly determined nest. We know which is the chatat, which is the ola. If it isn't determined, it's called a ken stam. Okay, that means that the kohen will have to decide ultimately which is for the chatat, which is for the ola. But always only one can be a chatat, one can be an ola. Another important thing is that they can come, birds can be either b'nei yonah, we saw that, or torim. So turtle doves or pigeons. And the b'nei yonah are younger, under a year old, and the torim are all over a year old. Right, that's basically the difference between them. I think that there's everything I wanted to say in the introduction. So let's go into the Mishnah and start the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off like this: Chatat of Nasayt Lemata v'Chatat Behema Lemalan. So now we've got the exact opposite between birds and animals, right? So the bird, the Chatat of, is done beneath Lemata. Here Rashi says, "Yeah, well, the Mefarish." So if I call Rashi, I mean the Mefarish on the Rashi side. So we've got that red line going around the Mizbeach, which determines the middle line of the Mizbeach. Normally a chatat is done above, with a bird is done beneath the Chuta Sikra. And the chatat behema is done above the Chuta Sikra. Okay, and Rashi says, yeah, b'chatat, b'gufa shel keren, on the actual, like these four corners on the Mizbeach, like horn type looking things. There, the bridework was done on the keren, right above, at the very, very top. Right, karnot, four matanot, each one on the different karnot. Right, that is for a chata. Then olata of is exact opposite. Olata of nasayt lemalan, volat behema lemata. Normally an ola behema is done beneath, and an olat bird will be done above, the opposite to the animal. Okay, let's look at the Rashi over here. Urat of lemale, kedrash prepare kochim, kochim againi masechet zvachim. Mumlak vehiktir, you do melika with the end of the coin, kills it with his finger, with the nail, and then does the haktara, the nimtza damo, and squeezes out the blood. Remember that the ola only has mitzui. The chater has hazaa and mitzui. We spoke about it in recent masechetas. Right, so mark trab roshem isbeach, just like the haktara is on top of the misbeach for the bird, af melika, so to the killing of misbeach. Now, velopa hem elamata, and the animal is beneath it. Shnemar by yasol, because they're done on the yasol, the foundation of the misbeach. And now he gives us a siman over here. He says, v'simanaich is as follows. Ayin alef tetet. So you've got ola is an ayin, and lemala, right? Lemala is lamed mem ayin, lemala. So ayin from mala and ayin on ola. So ola is, and tetet is chatat. It's got a tet in it. And lemata is a tet in it. So chatat tetet. So he says, yeah, ola of lemala, chatat lemata, ube behaima ipcha. So what do you remember the siman, ayin, tetet, for birds? You know the animals are the other way around. Now it says the Mishnah, im shina bezeu bezeu pasu. If you change the order, look at Rashi Avia, im asa maase chatat of lemala, if you did it in the top pasu, dafka haza'a psula lemala, he says that specifically the haza'a, when we say the chatat has haza'a, like the sprinkling and mitzvah, the squashing of the blood, aval ha-melika lemala k'shera. If you did the melika, if you killed the bird by mistake, on the top of the mizbeach, it's okay. Gam pere kocha kocha, mesech ezvachim, we learned there, melika b'chol makom, mizbeach k'shera, you can do melika anywhere on the mizbeach. Only about the mitzui and mazah, which we're speaking about. Okay, now the Mishnah carries on, delving deeper into kinim. Now, seder kinin kachu. This is the order of kinin. If you bring it as a chova, and I say that the kinim can be brought as a chova, say chat chatat vechad ola. Always comes one chatat, one ola. But nedarim or nedava, you bring them as a neder or nedava, we said, right, if either you're responsible or you're not responsible, is irrespective, then they always come as an ola. Kulan olot. Right? Then the Mishnah says, "Ezu neder, what's a neder? Ha'omer ha'le arei alai ola. If you say, I will bring an ola, right? Then it means, even if the ola dies, you're responsible. Ve'ezu nedava, what's a nedava? Ha'omer ha'rei zu ola. If I say, that is an ola, then you point to a particular bird. If that bird dies, you're no longer responsible. Ma bein nedarim nedava, what's the difference between nedarim and nedavot? Ela she'a nedarim meitu or nignavu, chayav achonim, if they die, they get stolen, you're chayav. And nedavot meitu, if they die, or nignavu, get stolen, ein chayavin ba'achrayutan. Okay? So now I think we can skip over the Rashi's over here. We'll come back to this Amud, because over the Amud, the Rashi's and the previous Amud. Now the Mishnah carries on Mishnah Bet. Chatat shenit arva ba'ola. So now you've got a situation where you've got a chatat bird that got mixed up with an ola bird. Or the ola shenit arva ba'chatat. Or an ola bird with a chatat bird. Right, look what the Mishnah says. Afilu echad beribu, even if it's 1 in 10,000. Right? Yamutu kulam, they all have to die. Now, why is that? So let's look on the previous page in the Amud there, where the Rashi would be Chatachi Darva. Mutu kulam, the second very wide lines, yeah. The Bechol achat ikalisfukai, Shema ola psulamata, or Shema chatat psulamata. We saw at the very beginning of the Mishnah, we said if you did an ola bird at the bottom of the Chutasikra, we did a chatat bird at the top of the Chutasikra, they're pasul. Then you've got an ola and a chatat mixed up. And you don't know, you might bring the chatat and do it at the top. You might bring the ola, do it at the bottom, and in which case it's pasul. So because you don't want to do a pasul korban, you kill them all, and you basically remove the problem. The next Mishnah says like this, chatat shenit arva b'chova. If you're going to, if a chatat gets mixed up with a chova now, we've got a korban, not nedavas, which are all olot, right? Chova, which one is a chatat, one is an ola, remember? Now you've got a chatat gets mixed up in a chova. So you've got a ken there with a chova bird. One's meant to be a chatat, one's meant to be an ola. And now you've got another chatat added into this mix. So the Mishnah says, Ein kasher ele kaminyan chataot shebechova. So the most you can bring is one chatat. If you get mixed up with one ken, you're meant to bring one chatat. And now you've got two birds there, you're going to be one chatat, one ola. If you've got 10 kinim there, and you got another bird, you can bring 10 chataot, but you can only bring as many chataot as you were meant to bring. The fact there's an extra chatat here doesn't help you. Right? And then the Mishnah says the same thing. V'chein ola. Shenit ar b'chove, you can mix up in a chove. Ein kashe ele b'gminyan ola shech b'chove. Bein she b'chove meruba, ben nedava mu'etet. Bein she ha nedava meruba, b'chove mu'etet. Bein she shtein shavuot. Irrespective of how equal or the lots of nedavas, lots of choves, you can only bring the amount of the chova. So if you got nedavas, right, and all olot, and they've got mixed up, and you got 10 chovot, you got to bring. A woman arrived, let's say she was a zava a few times, and she was a yoledet, And whatever the case is, she's bringing 10 backlog of 10 birds. 10 kinim, she's got 20 birds there. The most you can bring is 10 chataot and 10 olot, if it's a chova, right? And one chova, one ola gets involved, you can only bring 10 olot. One chata gets involved, you can bring 10 chataot. That's the halacha. Remember, when the Mishnah says that, what are we talking about? Bechova uvenedava. That's if it's a chova and a nedava gets me. Bechova shit arva zo bezo. But if you've got two chova birds, let's say you bring two nests. You bring a ken with a, two birds in two birds. And now they were both chovas, right? They're both chovot. And one has to be an ola, one has to be a chata from each one of those nests. Now they get mixed up. Right? So now, bechova shit arva zo bezo. Chat lezo vechat lezo. Shtam lezo vechat lezo. Shlosh lezo shlosh lezo. Right, however many there are, right, let's say you bought three nests and they got mixed up, or four nests, or six, whatever the case is, mechze kasher or mechze pasul. Half the bird you can bring a kasher and half a pasul. That's what that Mishnah tells us over here. Right? Let's find the Rashi. Aval chovesh narva beke bezo. Aval chovesh narva, okay, they don't tell, pasul, right? Kasher or mechze pasul. Echad lezo v'shtam lezo, now that's if they all got mixed up equally. Right now, because again, because we only know, we can only bring chataot or olot. So we make an assumption. We say we've got four nests in together now. We know for certain that half these birds are meant to be chataot, half meant to be olot. We take out half and we ignore the problem with the other potential half. Okay, again now, Mishka is on it. Chat lezu, v'shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, v'eser lezu. Now, if you get one bird mixed up in two, or in three, or three get mixed up in ten, right? So now we say as follows, that the minimum amount of birds that you are going to bring, let's say I brought four birds, two nests, two chatot, two olot, and now suddenly a whole bunch of birds get mixed up with mine, I can only from all of that bring two chatot and two olot. Look what the Mishnah says. Bain mi, so it says, now when we say the minimum you're going to bring is bain mishaim echad or bain mishnei shaimot. Whether it was the same person and they were going to bring one bird set for a chova, for a chatat, and one bird set for a yoledet, that's two shaimot, they're different names, one's but the same person, or whether it's two people and we're both bringing a chatat. Right, for a chatat or a chatat or for a chova, right? That's what the Mishnah says here. Bain echat lezo v'shtayim lezo shelo lezo. Bain mishayim echad u'bain mishnei shaymot. Bain mi isha achat u'bain mishnei nashim. So one woman could have two chataot, or one woman could have a zava and a yoledet. It could be two shaymot, or it could be two women. It's the same idea. That's the Mishnah. Now this is keitzad mishayim echad. What's the example of shayim echad? So they said leida v'leida. If they're both bringing birds for a lady because they gave birth. Or ziva v'ziva, both the nests came from a ziva, a woman who was a zava. Right? So there is mishayim echad. Mishnei shaymot. And what are shnei shaymot? Leida v'ziva. Right? If the one was bringing for a lady and a ziva. Those will be two different numbers. Where's this? Ketzad. Mishnei nashim. That's from one woman. Right? Now, ketzad mishnei nashim. Alzu leida v'alzu leida. It's from two women. They both had ladies. And alzu ziva, alzu ziva. Each one had a ziva. Mishayim echad, mishnei shaymot, alzu leida v'alzu leida. Rabbi Yossi Omer. So that's basically, we can have all these configurations. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Shtei nashim shelakhu et kinehem be'iruv. If two women, you are lochanei. If two women, says Rabbi Yossi, brought their nest together. In other words, they went and they pulled their money and they bought four birds. Right? Or shenatnu demei kinehem lakoin, or they gave the coin the money and said, "You go buy us the birds." So then, who decides what will be what? Leizu sheyirtze coin yakriv chatat, or leizu sheyirtze coin yakriv ola. Bei mishem echad, bei mishtei shem. Now makes no difference if the ones a zava and the ones a leida, or the ones a yoledet, the ones a metzora. Doesn't matter if they pool their money, give it to the coin can then take the birds. He can decide which is a chata, which is an ola, which is a leida, which is a yoledet, which is a metzora, hadran alach, chatat aof.